here we are again, Steve Jackson and Who Is Steve Jackson podcast. This podcast is for network marketers and anyone running their own business from home. And today, the other day I was chatting with somebody and it kind of came up about the way we think and how it affects our actions or behaviours. And then, obviously, this determines the results. And I know I've said before, it doesn't really matter. Results is not important. It's the actions which are important. But if you're not in the right mindset, then the actions don't happen, and you're not going to get the results anyway. But is it possible? And I personally believe it is possible to perform some kind of mindset change to create that wealth and success in our lives, and impact on our personal power and, for our own good as well as others. Now, I know we kind of wake up in the morning with the normal negative thoughts, as we all do. I mean, I think it's a societal thing rather than anything else. And many in your downline, when they first start their business, they truly do want success, and they truly do want to make money from network marketing, but they find they have this lack of energy and motivation to even start seriously thinking about it. What they really desire, or maybe not desire, but need, is a positive charge of energy that will give them a different perspective on life and what is really possible. Their main issue is how to access their unlimited strengths and that feeling of empowerment that will help them to embrace life and give them that feeling of abundance. The feeling of that they could do anything. I mean, it comes down to four parts, I think. And the first part is attitude, how to attract money immediately with some form of sort of meditation and towards that wealth and success. Now, I'm not talking about in a hoo-ha way meditation. I think it's more to do with creating this right mindset that anything is possible. And, you don't need to be sitting there with gongs around you and kind of pretending that you're in some sort of Indian guru camp somewhere around the world. It's something you can do in your bedroom or even sitting in the living room. Just relaxing and just think about what you want from life, really want. When it comes to the abundance of life, abundance is kind of related to this reprogramming of the subconscious. Now, abundance really means super rich or anything like that, but what it does mean, it's your state of consciousness that allows you to feel fulfilled in life, even if you don't have much money or much wealth. So you feel that you have got enough. But this is where that once you feel that you have enough, it's always good to move on to the next level. When you move towards even bigger successes in your life, but you need to be kind of comfortable with what you've got at the start. And then the next part is the meditation. And the meditation is just really, like I've said, just thinking about what you really want and kind of connecting it with the abundance that you already have. What do you have in life? If you have a loving family, you have good friends around you. These are, in my point, priceless items in your life. And then finally is to have you need to reprogram your mindset, your subconscious, to allow you to accept what you've got and accept it if you've got even more. If you want to read more about this, please click on the link below and find out more about reprogram the subconscious mind in meditation, which will help you attract not just money, but, and when I talk about money, I don't necessarily mean cash money, wealth more to do with it, and personal wealth, and that again doesn't always necessarily mean money. It means friendships, life, good things in life, etc., etc. Anyway, thank you for listening. It's quite a short podcast today, but anyway, speak to you next time. This is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Simon out. Check the link below. You'll find out more. Right, bye.